Hello and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. It's the 27th of May, 2020. It's actually just coming up to 9 o'clock. We're up to the land again. And, well, I am. Julia's out with her family today. They're having a bit of a day out because it's half term, so, which is nice. So I've come to do a few jobs. We're trying to put up the polytunnel. The new polytunnel, the big one. I don't know how much my card, I realise my card on this, it might be a short Naked Englishman. Also, I can't remember which was the last one I uploaded, so please forgive me if this is, you know, the duration is a bit short. Anyway, it's another hot day. We've had some hot days, haven't we? So, we are getting the plastic on. And digging a trench either side to secure it. You can hear the plastic is in position, just needs to be actually put in and dug. So what I thought might be a good idea, because everything's so rock hard, is to splash water along and loosen up the earth a bit. It is rock hard. An area where we cleared of brambles, because this is all bramble, reclaimed bramble area. The brambles, they've come back, or at least they're trying to, you know, they're sprouting, and areas where we've not sort of kept an eye on, they're coming back with a vengeance. So that's something that's got to be addressed quite for some time, really, to until they lose the will. And just keep snipping them down until they stop. You know, they are what they are. So that's a job which I shall crack on with shortly. I've come early-ish because the morning is, of course, the cooler part of the day. So that's all good. One of the jobs I need to do is go into the shed that was here, or the cabin that is falling to bits, really. It's now just a storeroom. It will eventually just tumble down, and that will be the end of that, really. But in it, we've just stored a few things, such as a bag of sawdust from my mate John, who supplies the wood at home. Put it in here to try and keep it dry. I'm always a bit nervous about this because the mice like to make nests and things in it. And one time, it's only happened once, but I opened it up and about six mice came jumping out, took the wind out of it. I wasn't frightened of the mice particularly, once I established they were mice and not rats. Not a great friend of rats. So what I tend to do is give the bag couple of kicks before I open it to wake them up, just in case they're coming. I've got a little pot. To put them in, I just open the bag a bit. And sometimes they just spring out from nowhere, you know. I don't think they're in there, actually. Not so much now. It's difficult for them to get in and out. Perhaps it was more in the autumn and the winter when they were doing it. This is for the compost loo. Did I say that? I probably did. Let's just fill up this. There we go. And then fold that over again. It's a builder's bag. It's not a plastic bag or anything like that. It's just filled up a great big, and it's very useful, as you can imagine, for the old compost loo. And the compost loo, I need to just add a bit of that already, because flies this time of year are everywhere, but there we go. So that's all done. These little jobs that one has to do compost is doing all right. They probably need a bit of water on them, I should think, to help break it down, which I may have to do. Again, that's another little job. I mean, there's so many jobs, you never run out of jobs. I've put some fat balls in the bird feeders just to keep the birds happy, and water. The pond, of course, is almost empty now. We had a bit of rain a few weeks ago before this hot spell, and it did help. So there's a layer of water which is still there, but it's going rapidly. But it means at least the birds, the pheasants and blackbirds I've seen in there, probably the blue tits and what have you, can get a bit of a drink. So that's important. I mean, I was hoping that that would be full this time of year. But when we made it, we didn't think that we would be using it for the initial watering. But we've been a bit slow. There's so many other things to do to get guttering in. But we do have guttering on the workshop now, and that was working brilliantly. I'm in the little potting shed, and I can tell you the smell of basil growing is absolutely lovely. Our tomato plants that were given to us by Sandy, the Wiltshire man on the YouTube, Wiltshire man, they're doing really well, and a couple of them have got actual green tomatoes growing on them, which is lovely. They're going to be transferred to the big polytunnel as soon as I've got the other sides on it. Strawberries have got strawberries growing. They're not quite red yet, but it won't be long. I mean, the thing about all of these, there's only a few of these plants really, and we're trying to grow a whole load of different things to see what will grow, what we're successful at and what we're not. Of course, the weather, the watering and everything else. The cauliflower, I don't know what the cauliflower is doing. It probably doesn't like the small pots they're in. Perhaps they need to be in bigger pots. I mean, it's crammed in here. There's just no space for anything else. That's the trouble. We have celery growing. And I don't know what that one is. I'll have to ask Julia. We've got parsley. So we've got some herbs and basil. We've got cabbage. We've got some chard. Is it chard? No, it's not chard. Kale. I don't recognise it as kale, but it is kale. Came in the post and it's done really well. It's actually quite big. We could eat some of that. I keep saying to Julia, we must harvest some of this stuff. The whole point is not just to watch it grow and then seed, but to harvest it. Although some of the seeds, of course, if we can collect them and then plant them for next year, would be good. So that's a good thing. Baking hot already. And I need to crack on with the digging before it really gets stifling hot. But I need to get the water down, which I shall do in a second. I'm not quite sure. Well, I will stop recording when I stop recording and then get the water down and then upload this. It gives the water a chance to absorb and loosen up the whatever you call it, the soil. I've just noticed one of our St. John's worts, which we have now transplanted outside. The theory being it doesn't need watering too much now, because once it's got its roots into the ground, it should be relatively moist, although of course there has been no rain. But I'm going to give it a little bit of water because it's looking a little bit jaundiced. We found there's two of them here actually. We found it's only had a little splash. I don't want it over at this time. We'd water them tonight really before we head off. Where are we staying tonight? Can't remember now. It's like to-ing and fro-ing, staying some nights, going home other nights. It's not the easiest thing, but we're just so pleased to have got the land. But this time of year, everything's growing like bilio, whatever bilio is. I've moved the rhubarb. That wasn't enjoying being in where it was. I think it was just getting too much sun. So we put one in a pot big pot, and it's loving it. It's really growing really well with a bit of clay. And the leaves have grown big, you know, and I assume big leaf plants go in the shade because they're searching for the sun, hence the big leaves. But if they've got too much sun, they don't need the big leaves, and so they don't grow, I suppose. And the other one, there was another one that was a very late, I didn't think it was going to grow at all, and then it started to sprout. I put that more in the shade, and that has now really started. Excuse me. I'm going to do another one. Yeah. Potatoes are doing great guns. So I'm hoping they don't get eaten by too many maggots and whatever eat them. Blight. Is it potato blight you get? And I'm standing by, I think it's a Maribel cherry tree that is got some little... Oh, it did have. Trouble is, you know, the birds are going to get them. Cherry trees. We may have to, in the end, stick some netting over these things to prevent the birds eating all of it. Oh yeah, there we go. When we had a look round, when was it? End of July. The birds hadn't eaten all of them. So that's encouraging. Let's go and walk through the woodland because it's a bit cooler. One of the things I do is I cut the grass with a mower to create paths. I'm hoping to get this topper from our friend and cut the rest of the grass on with the tractor. So I'll have to get the tractor from its little place where our neighbour keeps it and take it round, get the topper put on and bring it on and do the grass cutting, which would be good. Oh, we have a tree here. It's a pussy willow, and it is slowly, poor thing, dying. I think it's dead. I think it's now pretty much dead. I'm just looking at it. We've been watching it. It's been cleaving very slowly apart. And it's quite dangerous, really. These massive cracks up the sides. It's too big to handle with the chainsaw for me. And when it goes, it's going to cause a lot of problems. But it's right in the centre of this area. And it won't do too much damage, I don't think, when it goes. There's one bit that might, and it probably needs to come down. I need to get someone in just to help on this. There's one branch that goes onto my neighbour's. Well, it's our hedge, but it will probably damage it as it falls. Quite a hefty branch, but one could cut it. We've left it really to come down on its own slow thing, because once it's down, it can then be chopped quite easily. But I think I'll have to buy myself a really decent petrol chainsaw. My electric one won't do it, and the one that I had, that I bought, is a little tiddly thing, and it's rubbish, I'm afraid. So I'll end up buying one of these decent ones, but they're about 500 or 600 quid. So I've got to save up a bit. Anyway, we don't stand underneath that tree for very long, I can tell you. But when it goes, it will make some good firewood. Everything is as dry as you can imagine, as dry as anything. Tinder dry, I think they call it, don't they? And anyway, I better get on, because the thing about the land is you can look at all the jobs that need to be doing. You can look at them and then you think, crikey, I never get round to it all. And then by the time you've looked and, you know, made a mental list of the things you need to do, another hour has gone past, you've made a cup of tea, nothing gets done. So I will upload this a little later on. So apologies. Firstly, apologies for the lack of these. And apologies because it's just so, just either travelling to and from, or the morning ritual of getting up and washing, shaving, if one needs to shave, and just getting the morning sun has been lovely, and having a, and getting yourself geared up for the day, and of course the hoiking the laptop out, trying to get the signal and charging things up, it's a challenge, let's just put it like that way, whereas at home of course you've got the computer. But what I've done at home since I got rid of my main account some months ago now, I'm on a pay-as-you-go dongle. Well, I still have to use my laptop at the moment because there's two. One's a router that, I know it's stupid. Well, it's a, what is it, a 4G thing? So I don't like the EMFs. I really don't like having to do that. But I don't want a contract. So I buy the up, you know, 30 days of pay-as-you-go stuff. But then the router is wired into all the computers. But because we've been here at the moment, all of May, you know, not every day, but April, May, trying to get the infrastructure done. This polytunnel is a month behind schedule, really. And just trying to sort of get everything that we want done and all this. I've been reluctant to pay 30 days in which, say, 20 of those days, I'm just not at home. So, I mean, I might be back in the evening and stuff, but you just think it's a lot of money when I've got a dongle, which is, you know, having two of them is, you're just so... So I'm having to still use the laptop to upload videos and everything else, which is, everything's much, much slower with the dongle. And when you're exhausted and tired, and you, by the time you've lit the Essie and cooked and what have you, you just go, oh, really, this... So in time, there'll be a better way of doing this, but the major thing here is this polytunnel, which has been hanging over me like Damocles' sword to get done. It's very nearly done. In fact, I've moved a couple of plants in there already because the sides are up and we'll move them over. And then there'll be space in the potting tunnel, the poly potting tunnel, to pot some more stuff. So, you know, it's just been a very full-on time, the land. And this is good because this is what we wanted to learn. Anyway, I'm going to get this water down on here to loosen the thing and crack on. Thank you for listening. I hope it's been interesting. It's our first year and everything is new and the challenges, and it's great because we're doing, you know, we're being successful, and those things that we're not as successful at, that haven't worked out as we thought, we're learning from for the next years. Some people kind of expect us to be perfect, perfect carpenters, perfect gardeners, you know, and of course we're not. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that. We're making mistakes left, right and centre. We're making the blunders. There's stuff that has worked, but we don't necessarily know why. And it's all part of the experience. And I think it will make a great book, which I want to start writing. I've got so many books on the go. And this is the thing, it's got to get to the point where you finish one. I finished Biggleswick, and then, of course, it's trying to market that. It's not that there's not enough hours in the day, it's not enough energy, I think. Anyway, I will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye for now.